Yeah. And we used to have a lot of tornadoes.
Do you remember it says you rode to the store to lay in a supply of flour, sugar, and other staples?
That's right, that's right.
Did you get in a rowboat and row?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was your house?
It was not very far. It was a runner's house then.
Mm-hmm.
And we, of course, somebody came in the boat and took me to the grocery store.
Where was the grocery store?
Well, I think it's about Reed, isn't it?
Which part?
USAID.
The USAID? Mm-hmm. Was there a USAID here then? Or was it just
a grocery store, I think. Yeah. I thought you stayed with me.
Did you go very often in a boat? Or was that just that one time?
Just when I got out of groceries, I think. I don't used to go up in, you know, Alabama, you don't have a lot of gloves.
It says that you waited, you still went to your pride parties, you waited to them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did you have big galoshes or something, or?
No, I think I just waited.
Take off your shoes and?
Yeah. Well, I never have been barefooted anywhere. I see other people barefooted. I never have been barefooted in life. I see people. Now those people that come over here barefooted. I say, how you stand it? I can't walk around barefoot. I'm not used to it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not used to a rough life, anyhow. My people don't. Always. Well, we had a good house.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy used to make a lot of money. Built this house. I thought about selling this house and living in smaller quarters. I got a shell door, you know, part.
Mm-hmm.
I told her I'd give her this house. But Lorraine said, don't give it to her. Said, sell it and give her the money and let her. Let her pick on the house. Because this is rather expensive to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Have to have a young man. And have to have two or three things that keep the place up, you know. I said, Paul, the sheriff doesn't make too much money. And said, sell it and give her the money. But I haven't done either. Sometimes I think about selling it because my expenses are pretty bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's talking in here about your husband. It says that he proposed to you in the winter and told you he was going to take you down to Florida where
that's right.
It wouldn't be cold anymore.
That's right. He knew I was cold nature. That's right.
So he talked you into it, huh?
Yeah, he talked me into it. Let's see, he was principal of a school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's principal. I married principal.
And that was up in,
Campbellton?
That was in, yeah.
Campbellton.
In Campbellton. That's an
that's a little town.
So he was up in Alabama.
No, he was in Campbellton. He was principal of the school in Campbellton. He was principal.
Mm-hmm.
He used to live there. Then we bought a place.
Is Campbellton in Alabama?
No, it's just just in front, just below the, just below the Dothan. Dothan is right on the edge of Alabama, then it's Camden.
So you were down visiting?
No. I don't know. I want to just, see, I live there.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did I get there?
It says,
I married him. I talked to him in the Campbellton.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the grocery store. And we owned two stores.
It says something about John Henry Thiers.
Yeah.
Did he introduce you?
No. John Henry was my daddy was well educated, and he took John Henry Thiers and sent him to college. And John Henry turned out to be a smart man. And we owned the bank in Campbellton, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And John Henry was in the bank with us. John Henry was smart. He went, my dad was in college, he was smart. And a nice fellow.
And your husband was a friend, was his friend?
But he educated me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sent to college.
Mm-hmm. Your father did?
Yeah. That's right. John Henry died after 18. He died for that's right, Paul. This little granddaughter of mine, little Shell girl. She says, now I don't have a granddaddy. She cried because she doesn't have a granddaddy. You know, Lorraine married. He died. And he had Paul and Lorraine. You know, they don't have a granddaddy the same.
It says here that the bad water turned your wedding silver black.
That's right. It was, will you have a drink?
No, thank you.
I've got some drinks like that.
I was just wondering about this. It says that you thought your house was haunted. Do you remember that?
No, you mean the one in Alabama?
No, the one
in Camden.
The one, I guess the first one that, trying to see where this was. No, this is in LaBelle, your first house in LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
It says Judge Haynes of Bristol, Tennessee, had rented the house to you on Hampton Street.
Yeah, that's right.
And that you thought it was haunted.
Yeah, I know. I thought so. I've always been the scary type.
You thought it was haunted, though?
Well, I think I did. I thought sometimes I think this one's haunted. It
says the judge had left his hunting trophies in the house.
His hunting what?
The trophies, the skins
yeah,
and things.
That's right. Judge Haynes. Well. He was from Tennessee, wasn't he?
Let's see. Yeah, of Tennessee.
He was nice though, and good plenty of money too.
It says your husband climbed up in the attic and found the noises you heard were just the bones of those animals
yes.
rattling together.
Yes, that's right. I'm scared. I'm scared to stay here. No, I stayed there. I was dreaming. No, I was trying to find some positive reason. Because I'm so scared. I get out and I know it's at night.
And it says, after that, whenever you entered the kitchen, you received an electric shock from your new electric appliances?
Yeah.
That's you just
right.
had all kinds of troubles, didn't you?
Yeah. I should put in the electric.
There were new appliances, and it says your husband discovered that the newly installed electric stove and refrigerator, that neither unit had been grounded.
That's right.
So every time you walked in to use it, you were shocked.
That's right. Yeah, you used to didn't know how to do it too good when they put electrical things. Yeah, a light.
Had an interesting one anyway.
Yeah.
You have it, was it, so it was hard when you came to Lavelle, all these things happening with the floods and the...
Yeah, I didn't like floods. Because I tell you, I had an easy life in our family. Because I had a mom and dad and all the relatives. I had an easy life. And when you get out of another state, things happen. So it scares you, you know. But anyhow, I'm used to Florida, man.
Do you ever regret leaving?
I'd like to go back. My brother said if I'd go back and live in Alabama, he'd pay all the bills. But we have a house there, a big two-story house, and we sold it a long time ago. So I'd have to live with him and his wife's dead, you know. And he has groceries, he has a store there. Big old country store has everything in it. And he's been in the hospital lots. His daughter's been running. But he said if I'd go back and live, if he'd pay all the bills. Well, I'm afraid he'd want me to run the store. I'd run the store.
You think he'd want you to run the store now
you're
91 and probably still have enough energy to run the store.
Well, I don't know. Not used running a store, you know, and he's got all kinds of stuff in it, everything. But just put in a country store, you know, just everything. And now he's got furniture, you know. Well, I wish I'd been more intelligent.
Well, you're very intelligent. Like I said, I hope.